back into it. And you know, all this noise that you hear distracts from bigger things that are more important, like what's going on with China. I mean, President Xi has his predecessor basically dragged out of the room here a couple of weeks ago. It barely got a blip on the news here and anywhere else. He cemented his place and is not leaving. Joining me is Gordon Chang. You can find him at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter, the author of The Coming Collapse of China and the Great U.S.-China Tech War. I don't know if it's going to be a tech war anymore, Gordon. It could be a real war. Gordon, good to have you back.
Thank you so much, Steve.
The Chinese are posturing for war, so let me get to that in a second, but let me start with this. The Chinese must be celebrating the very mixed milquetoast message from the American electorate with a split decision at best that just shows more American weakness, and this time by the voters. We have the weakest president of my lifetime, by far, and apparently we're all okay with that. I mean, Xi must be licking his chops over the election. What do you think?
Yeah. Chinese propaganda is very specific. The Global Times, which is controlled by People's Daily, which is the most authoritative publication in China, actually carried a piece which said that a GOP-controlled House will actually impeach President Biden, causing political turmoil. Really, this was presented purportedly as an analysis, but it really was an incitement. So we know that the Chinese Communist Party is trying to divide the American public. And, you know, this was going to be the event regardless of the election outcome. China wants to destroy the United States.
And they'll do it. And let me ask you this, because this is one thing that I think that they're doing effectively. One of the things that I see, is that the Chinese are using TikTok, for example, everywhere to influence young people in America. And when I look at the Gen Z voters, they went by and large and voted for the socialists, for the Democrats. So the Chinese are impacting our elections from where I stand by continuing this narrative of America bad, socialism good, right?
Absolutely. People focus on TikTok. It's been stealing data and sending it to Beijing. And that is enough reason to ban TikTok. But you put your finger on the more important reason to prohibit it. And that is Beijing has been using TikTok to send out its narratives, including glorifying drug use, and also to foment violent revolution on American streets. So we know that this is dangerous. And by the way, China prohibits American apps. So why do we allow Chinese apps in our country?
Because we're idiots.
This is just outrageous.
Because we're idiots. And, you know, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Yeah, our Nike shoes are made in China. You know, and our Apple iPhones are made in China. And all these other things made in China. And so China might have been the big winner in the midterms, right?
Yes, very much so. I think that they got what they wanted. Beijing has been, you know, if you go back to the 2020 election, it was clear that Beijing was behind Joe Biden over Bernie Sanders in the Democratic Party primaries. And then, of course, it was for Biden over Trump in the general election. And, you know, they got what they wanted. I can't say that they were the determining factor, but clearly they were there and they were messing in our election. And we didn't do anything to stop it. In those 2 years, we have seen the Biden administration do virtually nothing to stop Chinese interference in the American political process.
Yeah. And yet they continue to do it. We do nothing about it. Well, I guess some people complain about it on occasion, but not much, right? Not much at all. And it's how do we allow it to continue? I guess I'll just ask this again straight up. Do you believe that Joe Biden is a compromised president? I mean, his ties to his ties to China are quite clear, are they not?
Well, I do believe that there is compromise of some sort, and it could be more than just financial. We know that Hunter Biden was a very troubled individual. That's by his own admission. We know that he's been on Chinese soil. If he did anything there, the Ministry of State Security will have evidence of it, and that could very well be used to blackmail Joe Biden. But the point here is, you know, your first question was, how do we let this happen? And it's not just the compromise of the Biden family. It's also a failure of across the American political spectrum to understand the risks and dangers from China. And some of the worst actors in this regard are conservative Republicans. I'm not saying that they are compromised, but they do actually propagate Chinese communist narratives because they agree with them. So this is really dangerous. When we have this free trade ideology, which says, oh, we can trade with China regardless of what they're doing, which is, you know, a conservative Republican tenet, that's bad. And, of course, we have the communists in the Democratic Party. You know, they don't say they're communists, but they might as well be communists, at least with regard to China. So it's across our political spectrum that we have got to worry, both edges, conservative Republicans and the most liberals of the Democrats.
Yeah, it is something I think you said to me, Gordon. China is at war with us. They know that. We don't. We just sit there with our noses stuck in our smartphones and our entertainment and football games and concerts and music libraries and blah, 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 and all the noise and all the entertainment. And, you know, as they said in Animal House, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. But that's the way America looks right now to China, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. Chinese leaders for about a decade have thought the United States was in terminal decline. Xi Jinping, the current ruler, absolutely believes that. Now, I don't think that they're right. But we Americans do believe that we have a right to be oblivious. We didn't listen to Osama bin Laden until 9/11. We're not listening to the Chinese now because they do talk about a quote-unquote people's war against America. They do have this doctrine of unrestricted warfare. They've been actually killing Americans in great numbers. 1,076,000 Americans have been killed by a disease which should have never left central China, which Chinese leaders deliberately spread beyond their borders.
I want you to hold that thought right there. I want you to hold that thought right there. Gordon Chang will be at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter, if you want to keep up. A preeminent voice on what happens in China and why you should be concerned and why it is important to your future and why you need to educate your kids as to why TikTok is not what you think it is. I mean, can we break through? I don't know. We'll talk about it. We'll continue the conversation with Gordon Chang after this on The Steve Gruber Show.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
It's time to go in the huddle.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and be sure to use the promo code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, H-U-G-E, only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The Lions will take their 2-6 record on the road this weekend to the Windy City as they'll take on the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field on Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Bears stand at 3-6 on the year and have lost 2 straight. Coming off of an impressive defensive performance last week, Lions safety Kirby Joseph has been named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week for for Week 9, becoming the first Lions rookie to win the Defensive Player of the Week award. In Week 9, Joseph became the first NFL safety since 2009 to produce a game with 10 or more tackles, 2 interceptions, and 3 passes defended. We hear and talk about the word culture all the time. You hear it from the head coach, Dan Campbell. But we have been omitting the most important word that comes before it, which is winning. That's why there's so much at stake this weekend, because you have to be able to win in order to develop a winning culture.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit MIChamber.com.